We turn now to politics here in the United States. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is with us, as he is every Friday. And Juan, President Bush nominated John Negroponte to be the new Director of National Intelligence. And how is that appointment playing out in Washington?
Madeline, it's playing pretty well. I mean, there was a great deal of concern about the delay in making the nomination. And it turns out, according to several sources, both on the Hill and at the White House, that some people turned down the job, just thought it was too much, thought that, in fact, it's a situation where you could easily end up playing the blame game with people saying, well, I told your new intelligence czar, why didn't he tell the president? Because part of Negroponte's duties, if confirmed, will be to daily brief the presidents on intelligence matters. That responsibility had previously been the domain of the CIA director, now Porter Goss. But Goss has proven to be such a lightning rod as he has been reforming the CIA that no one thought he was going to be able to be sufficiently discerning, if you will, as he danced from among the 15 agencies that will be under the control of this new czar of intelligence. It's not only 15 agencies, it's $40 billion in budget. And the intelligence czar gets to make the final call over people like Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
But will Negroponte actually wield any power over people like Porter Goss?
Yes, because he controls their budgets. And ultimate power in Washington is money. And yes, the president says if it becomes a matter of budget dispute, the final decision is Negroponte's.
Well, speaking of money, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan praised the president's idea of private Social Security accounts, but he stopped short of saying that the system was in crisis. He did say it needed to be fixed. How influential will his comments be?
Well, they are influential in the sense that he's always viewed as the great seer when it comes to financial matters in Washington and on Wall Street. Doesn't talk very much, as you know. And the president has been out on the hustings trying to make the case that there is a crisis with regard to Social Security, that the system will soon be insolvent, the children, grandchildren will not be able to rely on it, and therefore making the case for private accounts. Greenspan comes along and in a Senate appearance says, look, you know what? Private accounts make sense. He thinks that it's part of an ownership society, in addition to which he said that doing nothing is risky at this point because there's a huge hole, and here I'm quoting him, a huge hole in our long-term funding problem, and he said he knows no way of resolving it without taking some risk. So part of the risk that he did acknowledge is that if you put in place these private accounts, you are going to have lots of borrowing, and of course, if that borrowing goes out of control, then you drive up inflation, and that's something that he said the policymakers are going to have to guard against. But for President Bush, it was a big win in a week in which he did say that he's now open to the idea of raising the payroll tax, raising the ceiling from $90,000 so that people who earn more than $90,000 would continue to pay Social Security taxes as one way of dealing with the problem Greenspan had identified. How do you fund, pay for this transition to private accounts?
Another pet project for the president, tort reform, and today he signed legislation that would have class action suits in federal courts rather than state courts. Is this a big victory for the president?
It is, and I was surprised at how quickly that the victory came. I think it was a surprise all around Washington that he really put this one away so quickly. You know, as compared to Social Security, this is an issue on which the president was able to gain momentum quickly. You're hearing loud screams from the consumer groups who say that this is going to be a problem because they relied on these state courts to protect consumers. What you're hearing from the president and what you heard from some of the senators who voted with him was that they felt that these lawyers had gotten greedy and were cherry-picking and all the rest. And now the pressure goes on to the federal judiciary, the federal courts, to make the time to address these issues. Otherwise, you're going to have a real gap there.
Juan Williams is a senior correspondent for NPR, and he joins us every Friday to talk politics. Thanks, Juan.
My pleasure, Madeline.